If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.com. If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Robert the Infidel with this edition of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard only here on Blog Talk Radio and also through the Conservative Network, the Conservative Radio Network, on this April the 13th of 2013. we missed Friday the 13th for one day this week, which is kind of fun. I've always loved Friday the 13th. It's one of my favorite days of the year. But and some years we have quite a few. But well, I wish you thank you for listening, and I see I got several guests in the chat room. Thank you for listening. Now on with the show. I know changes are happening hot and heavy for the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, and these changes give us a bigger base to fall upon as we have to get things done in this country before we lose it completely to the liberal ideals that we must, you know, and the liberal ideals here, and hello, Barbara, the liberal ideals here essentially are telling all of us conservatives and Republicans that we must bow down to them and to all of their ideals in order to make everybody happy. My friends, that is something that is not possible, no matter how hard we try. America used to be the kind of country where we worked on doing everything ourselves. Americans built things. We built we were actually the people who built the technical engine for the world. Now it's all done in China and other places. And even the things that we have that we consider American ideas are made somewhere else. America just doesn't do these things anymore. I had the idea, you know, and growing up, I had the idea that Americans could do anything. It's not because I was arrogant or because Americans were arrogant. It was just that when the world needed something, 9 times out of 10, it came from America. And, it, you know, it's like I said, it wasn't that we were arrogant. It was just the truth. The world would clamor for something new, and Americans would come up with it. But now things have changed, and it's not really in a good way either. One of the reasons why the Republicans have consistently found out that they lose when going for their ideals is that they don't stick to their guns when confronted. And yes, I know that I use the word guns in a way that makes the libs uncomfortable. You know, I might as well just say, aim at a target here. Send them all off into apocalyptic throes of convulsions or something. But I really don't care. What I do care about is the Republicans always backing down to compromise instead of doing what is right. They'll compromise instead of going for what they believe, especially if the liberals suddenly come up and say, oh, wait a minute, that's not right. We got to do something different. No, we don't. We've been doing something different for my whole freaking life. This country has been doing the liberal ideals for as long as I can remember. And the problem that is going on with this whole thing right now is the fact that we are starting to see, well, actually, we've been seeing the results of this for decades now, but it's coming to the point right now where this nation is floundering and floundering in a horribly bad way. We have a president in the White House right now who has spent more than any president before him, and I can include from Washington all the way to George W. Bush, and this president we have now has spent more than any of them inclusive, and yet he says we don't have a spending problem. We do not have a problem when it comes to spending that causes it to be a crisis. Yes, we do. The idea that he comes out with a budget the other day that spends almost $1 trillion more than last year, and he turns right around and says in a speech with a straight face, mind you, that his new budget has budget cuts in it. No, it doesn't. I have an article here that I wanted to read later on, and I'm going to do it. But what President Obama is trying to do is make us all sound like, as a Republican, we do not know what we're talking about. He wants us to compromise. He wants us to not counterattack the Democrats and the liberals as they throw ideas at us that we know are not going to work. He wants us to back down. He wants us to do what he wants to do. And the problem with that, folks, is that he's been in office for 5 years now, and he still has no clue as to what he is trying to do, except that he is trying to destroy this nation. And he's done a really good job at that one. The Republican Party, sadly right now, are looking at ideas of rebranding themselves and coming up with new ideas that will make it so that they're not perceived as the bad guys here. And I don't care what the Republicans do. I don't care what name they change themselves to. They could change themselves to ultra-liberals, and the liberals will still consider us wrong. I did a show probably 3 years ago now, where I showed something that the Republicans did. Actually, it's been longer than that now because Bush was still in office, and I think it was back in 2008. I did a show back then, and I showed just exactly what happens when the Republicans do exactly what the Democrats want. I cannot for the life of me right now remember what this whole thing was, but George Bush turned around on that one, right, on the one thing I'm thinking about, and he went from the stance that the Republicans had, and he completely did a 180-degree flip on this and decided, yes, what the Democrats want is what the country needs. And at the same time, the Democrats did a 180-degree flip and said, no, this is not right. We can't do this because George Bush's idea is wrong. They didn't stop to think that, hey, that idea that George Bush just used was theirs. And we've had even Obama come back and do the same thing with this sequestration thing. It was his idea in the first place. Yet what is he trying to who is he trying to blame this whole thing on now? He's trying to blame it on the Republicans. And it wasn't the Republicans' idea. They didn't go for the sequestration. It was Obama's idea. But like Teflon Don, and for those of you who don't remember, he was a mob boss who, no matter what charges were thrown at him, it seemed to just slip off his back like water off of a goose. Nothing stuck to him, so henceforth he got the name Teflon Don. And that's what we have in our president right now is, and I got a phone call. I'm not sure, but 817, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Hey, Robert, it's Michael. What's going on?
Oh, I think I'm okay, really. We had 80 degrees day before yesterday, and yesterday was 42.
Oh, well, where are you at?
Indiana.
Well, I don't know how hot it is down here in Texas, but it's hot. And I'm down here at Texas Motor Speedway. I'm in the midst of 100,000 screaming, freedom-loving, firearms-loving fans of NASCAR and Liberty. And it's just a great day here. We just had a drawing for two VIP pit passes that we just gave out to a couple of folks that support Attorney General Greg Abbott. And we're down here beating the street on the midway here, right at gate one, between gate one and gate two. We're right up from Duck Dynasty. You should see the line for Duck Dynasty, for these folks to get in here to see Sal and the other guys with Duck Dynasty. We're just down the road a little way from the NRA tent. I mean, this is just great. This is, you know, people want to call us, you know, sloppy rednecks or whatever. I don't care what they want to call us. This is good people out here at NASCAR, the NRA 500. And if your listeners, Robert, are listening and they're in Texas and North Texas and they want to drop out here and drop by the Greg Abbott booth, come on by. We can sign them up to volunteer for Greg in the upcoming midterms. And, man, life is good today.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
Well, you should be. But I'm jealous I'm not at home doing a radio show, but I'll be doing it tomorrow with Uncle Bing.
Well, that's good. This is actually the first one I've done without him.
Well, it sounded like you were doing awesome for me when I was listening to you, brother.
Well, so far, but the only problem is I'm stuck in this little building that I made into a studio, and you're out in the great outdoors out there having a blast.
Yes, I'm in my shorts. I'm in a white short-sleeved T-shirt that says Greg Abbott with the Gadsden flag on the back, wearing my 82nd Airborne hat because my wife wanted to wear my camouflage Greg Abbott hat, and I'm sweating. But, no, it's good down here in Texas. It's good across America. I know we're having some troubles right now. We're fighting, we're struggling for our freedom across this great country of ours. We're struggling to maintain our gun rights. But we here in Texas, we're definitely trying to lead the charge, especially Attorney General Greg Abbott, who is one of the most, is the most conservative Attorney General in the United States. And hopefully this man, after our legislative session in May, we'll make the announcement that we're all hoping for here in Texas, which is that he will be running for the governor, for the governor's chair, the executive's chair down in Austin, and we'll be occupying the governor's mansion. And that, you know, God bless Governor Perry. He's had a good run. He's had a good 10 years. We love him, but it's time for him to move on, and it's time to put some young blood in there. And Greg Abbott, General Abbott, is the man that is going to take Texas into the 21st century.
Okay, good. That sounds just as good as it was here. We had Mitch Daniels for two terms, and he brought our state out of the red that the previous governor, who was a Democrat, put us in. And now that he's had his two terms,
he's a good man.
Yeah. Now that he's had his two terms, we got Mike Pence in there now, so we're doing real good.
Can't beat it. Well, hey, I just wanted to call in and give your listeners an update. You guys can catch Uncle Bing and I tomorrow at 3 p.m. same time slot. Soldiers of Patriotism, Robert. Thank you so much for giving me just a few minutes. I appreciate it, my brother.
Oh, you're welcome. And he was talking here. I was just looking at his liner note for their show, and I might as well go ahead and read it. Some things are pretty important, and some things never change. ConservativeNationRadio.org respects the American family and traditional values, which is why Michael Smith and Bing Fisher will be spending tomorrow on the show doing what they do best. And just like we were talking about, you know, just now, he's down in Texas at NASCAR and having themselves a blast. And I'm sure tomorrow on their show, they're going to be doing exactly what they need to do. And they'll probably fill you in on everything that he has done down there today. And like Barbara said, it's Michael, to Michael, she's jealous. And here I am sitting in this little studio that I have made, and it doesn't really have too much of anything in the line of heat in it. It's about 49 degrees outside, and but it's actually kind of nice in here. I got a little heater that has heated it up. But you know, the problem is here it's heading towards the middle of April, and we're still running around with coats here. Although last week, all week long, it was in the 70s, and then day before yesterday, it was 80 degrees. So I guess winter decided to make its run again and see if it could possibly take summer back over. But I don't think it's going to. Tomorrow's supposed to be 65. But what I was saying before Michael called, the Democrats and the liberals have always perceived us as the bad guys because all the people have, and they've gotten away with this because all the people have ever heard from anyone is that the Republicans and the conservatives want to have a war on women, and we're going to kill our kids with all of our ideas. None of this is true, however, but that is how most perceive us because we do not fight back. The only thing that anybody ever hears about is, you know, the things that the Democrats say to us. And I'm coming up on a little bit of a break here. Got to do some little things.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
This is Annie Lennox of Eurythmics, or RAD. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive if someone else has been drinking. Thank you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We I was discussing how the Republican Party doesn't fight this war to win, and the big problem here is that we have to. This nation completely depends on our ability to stand up to what the Democrats are doing and what the liberals are doing and what the moderate Republicans are doing, which is pretty much the same thing with John McCain deciding that going across the aisle is the thing to do. No, it's not. We have been doing this for God, as long as I can remember. I remember back when Reagan started to run for office, one of the things that was going around was that we had to compromise. We had to reach across the aisle, do all this happy stuff that the Democrats want us to do, because that is what will make them happy. Well, the way I look at this whole thing is the same way that Reagan did. I don't care if the Democrats are happy. I want them to be just as pissed off at me as they possibly can be, because they are wrong. They've been wrong for decades. I don't remember the last time they were right on anything. And it could have happened not too long ago, but they're wrong on so darn many things that when they are right about something, it's an accident, and it's not what they really mean. But America, I, going back to what I was discussing here, America during the Vietnam War suffered her first defeat in a war that she had ever faced. And the sad part, and this was done with the amazing fact that we never lost one single battle in that war, but we lost the war. And, you know, the thing that we need to really ask ourselves about, and it's something that can be taken from Vietnam to almost everything in the United States today, is why? And it's because we didn't fight an offensive war back then, but we're losing now because we're not fighting an offensive war now either. We fought a defensive war in Vietnam, and we're fighting a defensive war now, and we fought like we were the ones reeling from the effects of the lost battles. We opened up defenses and fought a defensive war, and it is a proven fact that a defensive war cannot be won. So why are we turning around and doing what history taught us is wrong by having the Republicans turn around and say, okay, fighting an offensive war is not the thing to do because it makes us offensive? Yeah, that's what we need to be. We need to be on the offense so that we can offend as many Democrats as possible by hitting them with the truth. Because apparently they don't know what the truth is. What the Democrats, like they did in 2008, dictated to the Republicans just how we were going to run our campaign. And they succeeded at this. And like a defensive war, a defensive campaign cannot win. The Democrats have to stop letting their side The Republicans have to stop letting their side be decided on how they are going to fight a campaign or go into a campaign by the enemy. And make no mistake here, people, that Democrats are the enemy. They're the enemy of the Constitution. They're the enemy of everything that the Founding Fathers stood for. They are the enemy. They are wrong. We are right. We have to start acting like we are right. Don't you see how damaging that is to our side, just to let them dictate how we run our campaigns? Can't you see that is why we are in the back seat and not the driver's seat now? The idea that since we lost the last election for the White House that we have to rebrand the Republican Party to something more like the Democrats so we can win the next time is nothing short of insane. And if we do this, we will lose the next one too. And the bad part about this kind of thing is the fact that if we lose this next one, I don't know if the Republican Party will survive that. The Republican Party will never know victory as long as they keep trying to rebrand themselves to win. They don't have to rebrand themselves. What they need to realize is that the American people are clamoring for conservatism, and nothing else will win except for lies. And we have to realize that Democrats are really good at lying. And what they do with their lies is they drum into the people the things that they know about people. People basically are not lazy, but it is human nature that if you figure out a way to do something easier, you'll do it. And the Democrats have learned this in a way that just drives me freaking insane. Because here we are, we've got the right ideas, we've got the way that will bring this country back from the abyss that Obama and the left has taken us to, and yet when we are asked about it, we back down and say, well, we don't want to lower ourselves to the same level as they are and lie about things and become feisty and fight about it. Yes, we do. Because if we don't, where we are going to end up is socialist China, socialist Russia, socialist America. And to me, I don't know about you, but to me, that just scares the living crap out of me. And we are allowing not only the Democrats, but the media to force down our throats exactly what they want us to do. They say something bad about us, which they're always going to do, by the way, no matter what we do. But they'll say something bad about us, and we'll back off. I'll say, no, we're not bad. We actually believe in the things that the Democrat Party does. No, we don't. I don't care how many times John McCain says that the Republican Party would do better if we followed the dictates of the Democrat Party. I don't care how many times he says something like that, or how many times Lindsey Grahamnesty, as Rush calls him, says things like that. They're wrong. What we need to do is find our backbone, stand up out of the muck, become the vertebrae-backed people that we are, and stand up and say, no. Where we need to go is this way. We need to follow the Constitution because it is the law of the land. We need to close our borders because we are a sovereign nation. We need to find the illegals here and send them back. Tell them they can come back. That's no problem. But tell them to come back legally. When it comes to immigration, to me, illegal immigration is not immigration. It's an invasion of criminals that this country cannot afford. And I don't care whether they came here to get a better life or not. If they came here to get a better life, that's perfectly fine with me, but do it legally. There are avenues to do this. And I've heard so much over the years from people that did it legally, and they'll come in and next thing you'll hear from somebody like that is they'll say, now, wait a minute. We did this legally. Now we're being screwed because these people are coming in illegally and they're being allowed to do it. Yeah, we are hurting the Americans that came here legally. That's not the way we should do things, people. We should do things like Americans. We should do things like we always have before the liberals took over. America is a great country. Don't let a liberal tell you it's not. Don't let a John McCain tell you it's not, because it is. Why do you think there are so many people out here fighting to save her? Because if we didn't believe this, people, I don't think there'd be anybody online doing the things I'm doing right now, or I don't think there would be a Rush Limbaugh out there doing the things he's done for how many years now? Or a Sean Hannity, or a Michael Savage, or a Michael Reagan, or any of these people. Because if we didn't believe this, there'd be no reason for any of us. And if we didn't believe this, this nation would have ceased to exist quite a long time ago. Let me guarantee you that. We have lost a bunch of battles here. And there, you know, we just have to be able to come down and do what we need to do to save this nation, because if we don't, we're in a lot of trouble. And you know, the way there's nothing more that can be said about this. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring system there is. And that's LifeLock, folks. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org. That's conservativenationradio.org. And click on the LifeLock banner. And, you know, I have to say this again. You know, this is important. Conservative Nation Radio, one word, .org, and click on the LifeLock banner. We are working on doing what we can to make this whole thing work out the way it should. And I'm kind of looking at things here that just isn't exactly the way I had it. But that's okay. I'll play something else here.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 88. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Yeah, we are having all kinds of fun here, I think. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices here in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by a 2-to-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's Traditional America, traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up and find out what's happening and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAm is a liberal-free website. Of course, every time I... It's funny, every time I think of that and then say that, I think, okay, next time I'm going to go on there, there's going to be a liberal there just because he wants to cause some problems. Yes, we are having so much fun, aren't we? And I can't remember if I played two ads there or one, but that's okay. I will get to it. This is one of the reasons why this nation is in so much trouble. I saw this the other day, and I've seen it on the traditionalamericanmovement.com, too. People are stupid, and that I didn't see on traditionalamerican.com. That's something that I just kind of came up with. It's something that I've seen in a printed piece, and I wrote it down so I could pretty much say it here. And in what the printed piece said is, and it was in a store or something, but it says, to all you hunters who kill animals for food, shame on you. You ought to go to the store and buy the meat that was made there, where no animal was harmed. Kind of makes you want to go out and get something printed in the same paper or the same store, asking this person or these people, how do they make the meat? I would really love to hear the explanation on that one. Sometimes I just have a blast just looking at what the liberals and the media talk about. And it's, some of the things that are mentioned are just totally out of this world. But on to another subject here, Al-Qaeda and the Second Amendment. I found this in Monthly Politics, which is a blog here in Indiana. that follows my blog, and I kind of saw this, and they started out with a link talking about Al-Qaeda and the U.S. Second Amendment, where an Al-Qaeda spokesman slams ease of gun purchases in the U.S. And Muncie, the guy who writes for Muncie Politics, wrote and said, "Pay attention, people. That's all I am going to say. While law-abiding citizens are asked to follow more laws, the criminal and terrorist elements will still get the guns. We have Republican senators sucking up to the liberal agenda," which is something I've been saying for as long as I can remember now. Goes on to say, "It's making me sick, and I'm just about tired of the Republicans as I am with the Democrats. We didn't vote for them because we wanted some wishy-washy group of people trying to desperately keep their seats. We voted for you because we want conservatives. I hope we won't be disappointed, and I fear we will be." And the article that was listed there was the headline on it was "Al-Qaeda video resurfaces urging radicals to buy guns in the U.S. And it says a video from 2011 has resurfaced showing American-raised Al-Qaeda spokesman Adam Gadahm, I think, G-A-D-A-H-M-N, discussing how easy it is to buy guns in the United States and urging fellow radicals to do so. And they can get away with this kind of thing because of our porous borders. Have any of you stopped to imagine how many? Yeah, we know our borders are porous. And with the way the news is nowadays, we got to know that that Al-Qaeda knows. And I know darn good and well that they have sent people over. I know it. I lived down in New Mexico for a long time. I've seen this. And back when I lived down there, it was nowhere near as bad as it is now. But in the video that was mentioned here, the California said militants should arm themselves for attacks on Western governments. It says, quote, "America is absolutely awash with easily obtainable firearms. You can go down to a gun show at a local convention center and come away with a fully automatic assault rifle," which I don't really think you can. I think it's a semi-automatic, but he says you can come away with a fully automatic assault rifle without a background check and most likely without having to show an identification card. So what are you waiting for? Al-Qaeda supports lone wolf terrorists abroad and has emphasized shootings which require less specialized training than bombings or other attacks and may have a better chance of succeeding. The Army psychiatrist accused in the Fort Hood massacre in November 2009 and a suspect in the shooting of two U.S. servicemen at Frankfurt Airport in early 2011 said they were inspired by Al-Qaeda. Gadahm, who was speaking in this article, isn't new to sharing his thoughts through video. In 2006, he praised those who took part in the 9/11 attacks and called President Barack Obama a devious, evasive, and serpentine American president with a Muslim name. However, the video released in June 2011 has found new life on BuzzFeed.com amid the drive for new gun control laws in the United States following last December's school massacre in Connecticut. Federal law requires background checks on gun sales from licensed dealers, and proposed legislation in the Senate would expand the mandate to gun shows and internet transactions. Still, Gadahm was wrong about the ease of buying a fully automatic weapon. It is illegal under federal law to do so from anyone but a licensed dealer, and special permission is required as a background check. Is a background check. Are they legal? Yes. they are easily obtainable, as Gadam suggests? No. And this was written by CNN's Paul Cruickshank and Tim Lister, who contributed to the article. The latest on the gun control crowd, this was listed on my blog at wiseconservatism.com, on talking about the gun control crowd doing more than they are constitutionally able to do comes in the form of something different than we have ever seen before, or than we have seen before. And yet, it is but the first of many to come if we do not put a stop to this insanity from the left. From Fox News came this report, and I've posted this several places, but this report was given by Megyn Kelly, and since I couldn't get a good recording of it, I thought I would just read the report here. But this is from Fox News, and at the time, it was an alert on a major new Second Amendment controversy as Washington was attempting to finalize and is attempting to finalize federal gun control regulations. We are now hearing that at least one state is already working on confiscating some guns. And this is something, people, we have to keep our eyes out for, because it's happening. President Obama and the liberals and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and all these people will deny it's happening, but it's happening. And all we have to do is just inform ourselves a little bit and stop being the people who don't know anything that's going on. And the people that know what's going on are people like Michael, who called in earlier, and he's down at in Texas at a NASCAR race, and all the people there pretty much know what's going on. But we do have a whole section of our population that doesn't, which is essentially the reason for shows like this one, to try to inform some of these people as to why their ideals and the things that they've been taught all their life are wrong. We have to let them know that if we continue on the same way as we have been, this nation is going to cease to exist in the way that it has for the last 200 plus years. But going on what was I was talking about how some states are already doing this, we are hearing now, and this is from the Fox News thing, it says, we are hearing that at least one state is already working on confiscating some guns, and the first time out did not go well. The show was America Live, and the reporter was Megyn Kelly. Folks, this is an unbelievable story, but like I said, this will not be the last we will hear of something like this, because the left goes on feelings. That is how they do their stuff. They go on feelings. They do not do well when it comes to planning. And all we have to do is just look at how things turn out when they shove something down our throats. Obamacare, that is not going well, and it's not going to. This was shoved down our throats, and I mean, the first time I'd ever heard about something like this going this far was on Fox News. But here's what happened. Fox was tracking a new controversy over a gun grab in New York State. It's apparently tied to a new law there that they have passed in the wake of the Newtown, Connecticut shootings that requires mental health professionals to alert the government if they believe a patient is likely to hurt himself or others. Now, that part of it is old. It's always said that if a psychiatrist thinks you're going to hurt yourself or somebody else, you're supposed to go and report that to somebody. But this new New York law added a new requirement that once they go to report that to somebody, to a mental health official in the county, that person then needs to call the gun licensing people. and the gun licensing people need to call the county local officials who then come and get your gun. You understand? Now, the government uses information, and we all know this, though this is something that we haven't really watched too clearly. We know the government uses information to get the things they want, but we never think that this could come after us. But it will. And I even have an example of that one. And it's something that happened to somebody who has a show on Blog Talk Radio. But going back to what I was talking about here, it's just like New York added a new requirement that once they go to report that report to somebody, to a mental health official in the county, that person needs to call the gun licensing people, like I said, and the gun licensing people need to call the county officials who then come and get your guns. Now, the government uses this information, and with it, they make the determination whether you should be able to keep your gun permit or not. So you see, the government is getting deeper into our lives here, and at least one legal gun owner now says this just happened to him. He got a notice from the state informing him that his gun permit was being suspended, and he was ordered to hand over all his weapons. He did. But there is just one problem. The state now says, we got the wrong guy. Sorry. And that wrong guy, he is not happy. From Fox's West Coast newsroom, there was more from this story on this story from Trace Gallagher. And they are in touch with this man's attorney, and the news continues to break on this moment by moment. And Trace brought it up to speed. He said this man's name is David Lewis in Erie County, New York. And the reason why he went and turned in his seven guns to the police was because the letter he got said if he didn't turn his guns in, they, the police, were going to come to his house and get them. But Lewis's lawyer is now wondering how his client's private medical records got accessed by the government. And here's how. Under the Health Privacy Act, or HIPAA, it says, and I'm quoting here, a major goal of the privacy role is to assure that individuals' health information is properly protected while allowing the flow of health information needed to provide and promote high-quality health care and to protect the public's health and well-being. You got that so far? That phrase, protect the public's health and well-being, apparently falls under New York State's new gun law, which is called the SAFE Act. It goes after people, and I'm quoting again here, likely to engage in conduct that would result in serious harm, self or others, well, meaning that if you threaten suicide or homicide. But this is where it gets sticky. The lawyer for David Lewis has said that David Lewis never made any threats. He has no criminal record, no history of violence, but he did get medication for a short-term illness once. But David Lewis's doctor did not report him to the state. Here's the deal. Under this new law, nurses and social workers can also request that your guns be taken away. Now, see how they're working to get everybody involved in getting our guns? And this will happen to us. The article goes on to say, but it was unclear exactly who turned them in, and now it has been reported, we know that nobody turned them in. The New York State Police got this wrong, with Erie County Clerk now saying, and I'm quoting again here, when the state police called to tell us they made a mistake and had the wrong person, it became clear the state did not do their job here, and now we all look foolish. Oh, boo-hoo. What kind, to me, this kind of sounds like the liberals, like the way the liberals always look, doesn't it? But the clerk goes on to say, the mental health laws in New York are flawed. And until the mental health provisions are fixed, these mistakes will continue to happen. So they're right there, they're covering their own bottoms, trying to make sure that they are covered in case someone else has this kind of thing going on. But the article goes on to say the problem is apparently this lawyer has other clients. Other people are getting their guns taken away too. And now David Lewis and his lawyer, as you might imagine, are suing the state of New York. And I love it. This is really cool, huh? But Megan continued on the story with this. She says, this is incredible because this guy had some history where for a brief period he was on medication. So he assumes, I guess, that is why they're what they're referring to. And as a result, he says to himself, I'm going to turn over all my guns. And the only because he paid money, hired a lawyer, decided that he was going to press it further, did he and the lawyer and the state find out, you know what? We weren't after you at all. We had no right to go reporting your medical history to anybody, to be getting your guns from you, no right whatsoever, which they now admit. The problem here is, if another point could be made here, it's also because of this law that now not only had he not gotten a lawyer, had he not gotten a lawyer when he had his guns taken away, this wouldn't have turned out for him at all. And it actually still didn't because the state now has his medical records. And even though they shouldn't have them, he now can't get any more guns for 5 years, despite the fact that he was only on medication for a short amount of time. And they, like I said, they shouldn't have his medical records, but because they do, there is a 5-year ban from him getting a new gun permit, even though the state was wrong in getting them. Do you really think that this is just a one-time thing, it won't happen again? Hell no. It isn't, folks. They think that they have us over a barrel. This man can't get another gun for 5 years over a mistake that the state made. No wonder the man is suing New York. I would, too. This is such a wrong thing to do to someone here in America, and it goes against the rights of anyone in the United States accorded them by the Second Amendment of the United States of the Constitution, the United States Constitution. But this will not be the end of it, folks. It is going to happen again and again and again, and I'm sorry to say this. The left feels they have the right and the mandate to do what they want to us no matter what. We voted them in, and now they have that mandate. This is how they feel. It's just like when Obama first went into office, he felt he had the mandate to do exactly what he wanted to do. He didn't stop to think that, you know, being president, you know, there are things he can't do. He doesn't think of himself as a president. But all I have to do is, I have to ask this, are you waking up yet? Are you going to continue voting these liberal, constitution-hating people into office? By the way, people, the propagandistic term, gun violence, popularized by gun control advocates, this is a form of ideal that popularizes the idea that inanimate objects like guns are imbued with the ability to act and commit violence. Guns, of course, cannot be violent in themselves. The violence comes from people who use the guns and a variety of other weapons, including fists, to commit violence. do we really think that this will be the last time we hear about something like this? Because if you do, then you will be sorely disappointed. The liberal left, and I'm running out of time here, the liberal left in this country does everything for a reason. That reason is to take control of everything, and they are now in the process of taking control of us. Lock, stock, and barrel. Got it, folks? I certainly hope so. I'm up on a hard break here. And, yeah, this is going to be neat.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Join Duke Brooks on conservativenationradio.org Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for Radio Free America. Duke administers the Senator Joe McCarthy Facebook page, which is probably why NBC didn't hire him to fly a national network news helicopter. But if you love history, politics, flying, and the occasional William F. Buckley quote, which I love William F. Buckley, wish he was still around, check out Duke Brooks on Radio Free America, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Martha Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights,
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think she's
more
happy,
blocks, but
then you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I
you later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yeah. This show has been on for, I think my first show was September 13th or something like that, 2007. And this whole thing of doing a program log along with the advertisements is a new thing for me. I have done advertisements before, but most of them have been things like for me, for my printing business, which I essentially do advertisements for here on my show, because to me, that is a way of free advertisement for me, because I'm not bringing in enough money to do the advertising elsewhere. And I also did some advertising for my wife's niece who had a house cleaning business here in town for a while, but she no longer does that. But this whole thing of me doing this through a program log is kind of a new thing for me. So if I screw up and do things, most people will not know. But hopefully Duke, who runs this ship, won't see anything too badly wrong with the way I'm doing things here. But this is actually kind of fun. And I sure enjoy doing this. It's a lot of fun. We are here on Blog Talk Radio right now and running through conservativenationradio.org. Al Cardenas, chairman of the influential American Conservative Union, declared to Newsmax TV on Friday that President Barack Obama's proposed $3.8 trillion budget proves that I don't think he gets it even after 5 years. And to me, this is something that I have followed from the very beginning. I remember, and I'll get back to this article after a little bit, but I remember when this whole thing started coming up about Barack Obama's birth certificate and things that he needed to provide so that we could see if he was really who he said he was and if he was really an American citizen, a natural born American citizen, as you have to be a president. It just blew me away that most people didn't care. And I know the way they were thinking. It's kind of like a government program. When Reagan was in office, one of the things that he famously said was that the nearest thing to eternal life here on Earth is a government program. Well, I wanted to push that just a little bit farther, because another thing that makes it really hard for people to go back on, if it's happened once already, is if we have a law like this one that states about a natural-born citizen being eligible for being the president of the United States. Once we have somebody who actually gets away without being a natural-born citizen, the next time it will be much easier to do, and less people will ask questions about it. Which is why, when this whole thing started coming down, I was really adamant that we had to follow through on this. And people have been saying for I don't know how long now that it really doesn't matter anymore. Yeah, it does. To me, the thing that makes this whole thing something that will not go away is the fact that it took Obama so long to come up with something that resembled a birth certificate, that none of us really know if what he finally produced was really the real thing or not. I mean, if what he finally produced was the real thing, then why couldn't he have produced it right off the bat? And why didn't he produce it right off the bat? To me, that was one of those red flags that fly up in your face and say, hey, now wait a minute here, I've got this, this is wrong. But nobody wanted to hold that and say anything about it, which is why we have gotten ourselves to the point where now Obama can give us a new budget, where it is a $3.8 trillion budget, and he continues to propose $850 billion in deficits per year in this new budget, but he can turn to the camera and with a straight face say, you wanted cuts? I've given you cuts. But here is what Al Cardenas said about this. He said he continues to propose $850 billion in deficits per year in this new budget, Cardenas told Newsmax at the Free Enterprise Leadership Summit in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, sponsored by the Job Creators Alliance. He went on to say the so-called cuts that he prescribes are really a play on numbers. They're not real cuts. They're a diminution, I guess, diminution of programs as opposed to savings in programs. And these savings are not something that this administration has ever accomplished in the 5 years it's been in office, and it's a waste of time. Obama earlier this week unveiled a budget proposal for fiscal 2014 that would limit tax deductions for top earners, increase the estate tax, raise taxes for many lower income households, and even lift taxes on tobacco. It would make modest cuts in Social Security by linking annual cost of living adjustments to a chained consumer price index. And now that the Senate has proposed its first budget in 5 years, at least we have a set of numbers to work from, but unless the administration is willing to significantly move with Congress, it looks like it's dead on arrival, Cardenas said of the Obama proposal. Cardenas said the gun control debate also reflected the president's inability to get it. We have a crisis in crime in America, he said, but the reason for crime rates and violence has nothing to do with gun ownership. They have to do with low enforcement. They have to do with the mental attitudes. They have to do with the breakdown of the American family. They have to do with the runaway drug consumption. And these are all things that I have harped on to deaf ears ever since I started my blog and my radio show. The breakdown of the American family is the big one, in my opinion. You take away the moral standards of an American family and you end up with immoral standards taking their place. And that's what's going on. He went on to say, these are the basic societal ills that lead to violent crime, and those are the ills that need to be discussed. This administration is not willing to do that because they consider a number of the impacted folks part of their constituency. And frankly, for their sake and for the sake of America, we need to uncover and discuss the real reasons for crime, and they're not gun control, and they're not gun ownership. I'm sorry, I should have said, then they're not gun ownership. While Cardenas reserved judgment on whether super PACs should be selecting political candidates, he predicted the unfathomable reality that former Florida Governor Charles Crist would win the Democratic nomination to challenge GOP Governor Rick Scott next year. Crist has switched parties from Republican to Independent to Democrat since 2010. Here's a man who said he was a Ronald Reagan Republican in a Fox News debate with Marco Rubio just 2 years ago, and now he's gone from a Ronald Reagan conservative to somebody who's pro-everything that Nancy Pelosi is for. He was referring to Rubio, the junior Florida GOP senator who beat Crist for the Senate seat, and Pelosi, Democrat and current U.S. House Minority Leader. But he goes on to say, how can one make such an evolution in their lives other than for political opportunity is beyond me. Whether Floridians, when it comes to time to make a choice, will see through it or not, I hope they do. Rick Scott's been doing a good job through difficult times, he added. His slogan of let's get to work seems to be working, and he deserves a second chance. Charlie Crist is not going to be underestimated, in my opinion, Cardenas said. We are having more and more people coming up on this whole thing, starting to turn against Obama. And the things that we need to do that make it so that we have to watch what is going on in this nation is the fact that as Americans, we have always pretty much lived our lives and let the government take care of governmental things. And that is something that I've noticed a lot of us are starting to turn away from. That it's just one of those things. We've got to do some stuff here.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up,
and go past
and
the first three lights, and then take the next left.
I don't really think she's
five
happy,
more blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see you
I heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
I actually have heard that one on one of the other shows, and I love that one. Excuse me. That one ad that I just got through playing, the first one I'd already done, and I clicked on it, and it started playing. I thought, I already did that one, but that's okay. We have all kinds of things going on this week that have really just kind of caught, I think, a lot of people by surprise, because we have so many low information people out here that do not know what is really going on, that when something happens that will really catch your attention, it kind of blows their mind because they don't know this is actually what is going on. This whole thing with North Korea's nuclear missile technology has brought in some things that I don't think many people would have imagined. From an article from Newsmax, The article's title was Israel May Fast-Track Plans to Attack Iran by David Patton. The article says analysts fear a dramatic advance in North Korea's nuclear missile technology revealed inadvertently during a congressional hearing Thursday will quickly find its way to Iran, forcing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to fast track a long contemplated attack against Tehran's nuclear enrichment facilities. Pentagon officials are playing down a U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency assessment that North Korea probably has the ability to miniaturize a nuclear weapon and place it on an ICBM. U.S. officials say that miniaturization capability, if it exists, is untested and unreliable. I have a real problem with State Department saying things like this, the Pentagon officials saying things like this. I don't care if they're unreliable, untested, or anything else. If there is a chance that some live wire like Kim Jong-un is going to fire a nuclear weapon at us from Korea, if the chances are 2% that he can do it, that 2% warrants some action. And not just talking about how, oh, well, we're not sure if he can do this or not. I think that is something that the United States have gotten themselves into, where what they do is they sit back and they try to discuss what is going on and try to figure out if it's feasible or not. To me, it doesn't matter if it's feasible or not. If there's any possibility of it happening, we need to start doing something about it, not just talking about it. And I think that one of these days, the United States is going to be caught with its pants down when somebody threatens to do something and the Pentagon officials sit there and say, well, I'm not sure if they can do this, and boom, we'll all know then, won't we? Back in World War II, when World War II first started, one of the things that the United States did was something that you would never catch them even dead doing anymore. Japan did that sneak attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. Took us into the war. Now, that's something that could happen nowadays. We get attacked, we go to war. That is pretty much a plain and simple, straightforward doodad that, you know, it happened when the World Trade Centers came down. And it's pretty much what Obama is saying now, although he's got these big ifs and things like that in all of his talk. But the thing a lot of people don't realize is that the day after, or 2 days after, one of the two, before Germany did anything to us, the president declared war on Germany. Now, that is something that couldn't happen nowadays because we've got all these pansy people in our government right now who think that, oh, doing something like that would be wrong. We can't declare war on somebody who hasn't done something to us first. But it's one of the reasons why, when it came to World War II, we won World War II. America took it to both enemies with equal vigor and equal determination, and we went in to win. It's one of the reasons why right now, if anybody goes to war, I think if Israel does do this fast track to making plans to attack Iran, and they go ahead and do it, I think Israel could very well win that war because they would go in to win it. Whereas the United States, since we have been in Vietnam, has not gone into a war to win it. The only thing that America has essentially done is shown her strength and technology to an enemy that we are not willing to defeat. We did that after 9/11. And I'm sure every one of you can remember when we started bombing Baghdad, all those pictures of the night skies being lit up by the tracers of the missiles we were firing in, and the explosions of their aftermath. I remember that. They showed it on television every night. We could see what we were doing. And it looked like we had a conviction to do it then, too. But it didn't take long for the Harry Reids and the Nancy Pelosi's and the John Kerry's and the John McCain's and others to come off and start saying, no, wait a minute, we got to stop doing this. This isn't right. We're destroying a people that really don't deserve it. If these people had been in charge when we were blowing up Dresden, firebombing Dresden to a pulp of nothing but rubble and dead bodies, that wouldn't have happened. Because if we'd have started doing that, Nancy Pelosi would have come up and said, oh my gosh, the humanity, we're destroying people who don't deserve it. But because we went into that war to win, we went in that war to destroy the enemy. Which is one of the reasons why we won in World War II. And the opposite of that is one of the reasons why we lost in Vietnam. We didn't go into Vietnam to win. Like I started the show with on that one, you cannot win a defensive war. It has to be offensive all the way. The country has to be behind the war effort. The news media has to be behind the war effort. The government has to be behind the war effort, or you will never win a war. And the sad part about that is our enemies have come to realize that Americans do not have the fortitude anymore to fight a war. At least their government doesn't and their media doesn't. But the problem in that lies with the fact that because the government doesn't and the media doesn't, that is what most of the world sees. They don't hear about the grassroots American who would take up arms and defend their land no matter what. To save America from the demise that we all know is coming if we don't change the way that our government is doing things, it's really a sad thing to see this great country going the direction it's going. And it, the thing that really makes me stop and wonder what is really going on here is the fact that I remember my dad fought in World War II. When he came home, he never discussed what happened. And he never cried about what happened. If anything bothered him about it, which I'm sure did, he kept it to himself. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. And I know I read this earlier, but now is the time I should have done it. But don't be fooled. Americans that identified themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by a 2-to-1, according to numerous polls. And that's even polls by the liberals themselves. And it's funny when they get those polls because they do not know how to handle it. But if you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet now. It's called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up and find out what's happening and be a part of the conservative revolution, because it's here and it's still coming. All on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. Fred M. is a liberal free website. Yeah.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Martha Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic T-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriotic Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag proudly and display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Yeah. We are down to the last half hour of our show, and I really haven't done a few of the things that I wanted to do here. But the main point that I've tried to make today is just what the American government is doing to us and what they are doing to change what the truth really is. I was raised and brought up that you tell the truth never changes. The truth is something that is always the truth. But if you listen to the liberals, people like John McCain, well, even John McCain, I keep bringing him up because he keeps leaning in that direction anyway, but you know, people like John Kerry and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, these people, along with Barack Obama and Joe Biden, will tell you something that you know is a bald-faced lie, and they will look you square in the eye while doing it. Which essentially brings me to this next article that I found, and this one just absolutely blew me away. I have always considered abstinence as being something good. But this from the Blaze Network was an article titled "Controversial Pro-Abstinence Speech at Public High School Deemed Slut-Shaming by Students." The article goes on to say here, it says, some parents and students at two public high schools in West Virginia are up in arms over a sex speech that one student called slut-shaming. Pam Stenzel, who represents the consequences of premarital sex with a pro-abstinence edge in her assemblies, spoke with the students at George Washington High School and Riverside High School in Kanawha County earlier this week. The West Virginia Gazette reported George Washington student Caitlin Campbell saying she felt Stenzel's speech was meant to scare students in abstaining from sex. Now this kind of brings me up back to the way that I was raised. When it came to having premarital sex, I was always told that if you didn't want the consequences of it, you didn't do it. The consequences at that point in time were getting your girlfriend or a girl pregnant, and then you'd have to take responsibility of this, and it would be something that would never, ever go away, because babies don't just go away because you don't want them to be there. I was raised with the idea, excuse me, that you take responsibility for your actions, that every action has a consequence, and every consequence has to be dealt with, and not every consequence is good. The idea of having sex with some girl, getting her pregnant, and then having to pay for a baby that I wasn't ready for scared the bejeebers out of me. And what this girl is saying here is that this other girl's speech was meant to scare students and abstaining from sex. Yeah, why not? What in the heck is wrong with being scared of something anymore? It's like if we're trying to scare students into doing something because it's the wrong thing to do, isn't scaring them away from doing the wrong thing a good thing? Apparently not anymore. Apparently, since my generation came up with the if it feels good, do it mentality, then America has taken this kind of thing to heart. And now it's not just if it feels good, do it. It's if it feels good, do it. To hell with the consequences. Consequences be damned. And our kids are now being raised by our schools to think that there are no reason for consequences to happen if you do something. Two years ago, and I mentioned this once in a show, and I may have mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, my youngest daughter came home from school with a permission slip. And the permission slip was that they were going to have an assembly, and they were going to have speakers, and the speakers were going to talk about the benefits of having Barack Obama for our president, or something like that. And neither my wife nor I gave permission for our daughter to go to this. She was sent anyway, beyond our wishes. And we raised hell about this. And the idea was, I guess, about this whole thing was is that it didn't matter what the parents wanted. It just mattered what the school was doing. Consequences be damned. It doesn't matter. School administrators in this, though, said they don't think any of Stenzel's comments were offensive or out of line. And here's more from the Gazette regarding administrators' thoughts and those who favored Stenzel's speech. They said, I didn't hear anything like that. Anytime you talk about sex with any teen student, it can be uncomfortable, Principal George Allenbacher said. The only way to guarantee safety is abstinence. Sometimes it can be a touchy subject, but it was not offended. But I was not offended by her. The intent was to educate and talk to kids about making good decisions. As a parent and board member, I was glad she was there. Kids all over Kanawha County need to hear her message, school county board member Becky Jordan said. I'm just sad it couldn't have been in an all high school and middle schools. Kids need to understand that what they think is one night of fun can change their lives forever. Jordan said she could understand how Stenzel's presentation could be considered aggressive. It was a little rough, but I'm not complaining, she said. The audience wasn't the most polite either. And it was very sharp and loud. But if she just stood there passively, she wouldn't be heard. We keep hearing things about things that people say, about things that people do. And when it comes to our media, anything that is said and done by anyone who agrees with Obama and agrees with the liberal take on everything that is going on in this country, then this is a good thing. We need to support this. And when we come in and don't agree with this, then the media and the members in our government that do not agree with this come down on us for being traitors and terrorists. And this kind of thing used to really bother me a lot. because I would do this kind of stuff and think that I was actually being a patriot, because I was doing what I could to save this nation from what was needed, save this nation from the things that we needed to do to save it from, for. And then to have people come down on me for trying to do the right things for this country, it just really kind of blew me away. And it actually still does. I don't understand it. I don't believe that I am wrong. But you listen to the media and to our president and to the leader of the Senate, we are as wrong as we could be. And the sooner we get this kind of message out that we are not wrong, the better off this nation will be.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
You okay? Well, I see what's wrong. That was really cool. I enjoyed that one. All right, let's try this again.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a
doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Oh, we are having fun. I needed to do a thing here. Christopher, if you want proof that there are conservative headbangers, just ask our own Christopher Mantai. Join Christopher every Friday right here on conservativenationradio.org for the Christopher Mantai Show. I guess that's how I'm supposed to pronounce it, at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C. I'd never heard it put that way, but that is so true. Plus some heavy metal rock and roll, the Christopher Mantai Show, which could readily be called Eponymous, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. I always miss that for some reason, and I'm not exactly sure why, but we are just not really having that good of a time here. one of these days, I guess I'll get this down right when, I guess probably about the time that they decide, well, I guess he's maybe not who we needed to have. good afternoon, Lady Michelle, who is logged in. Going back to this article about this girl in the controversial pro-abstinence speech at a public high school. In her speech, she doesn't mention impurity or God. But in a captivating and inspiring talk, she tackles the tough issues of sex with candor, insight, and humor, while challenging young people to embrace God's plan for sexual purity. To me, I don't understand what is so wrong and so controversial about this. It seems like America has turned away from the things that have made her great. It seems that America has turned away from all the things that used to be considered the things that made America great. We will still turn and help somebody who needs help, like we always have, even though most people will not thank us for doing this. But on the other hand, if we don't do it, these same people who won't thank us will be probably first in line to say, hey, what happened? Why didn't you help us here? Aren't you the nation that likes to help people? America's bad because they didn't come and help us this time. I could never understand why we had to fight so hard to stay in the good graces of people who didn't want us there. The one country that has always wanted us there has been Israel, and yet we have a president now who has done everything he can to downplay that alliance, even to the point of when Benjamin Netanyahu came to Washington for a meeting with Obama, when Mr. Netanyahu left the White House, he had to leave by the side door, the servant's entrance, which I thought was just completely wrong. But we have a president right now who cares nothing for anybody's ideals but his own. We have a president who really doesn't care what the world thinks of us or what we think of us. And it really bothers me to the point that I don't understand why, when we have such a great nation, that we have to constantly elect people who do not think we are a great nation. This has bothered me from the time that I was in pretty much grade school. Some of my first recollections of what was wrong with America was that. Why do we allow ourselves to be put down? Now, if the persons, people putting us down are enemies, this is one thing. There's not much we can do about that. because even if we go in and destroy that enemy, they're still not going to like us. Even if we go in and destroy them and then turn around and rebuild them, they probably still will not like us. But the thing that has always bothered me is why we elect people into our government who take the freedoms that the Constitution allows them to have, and they work to get rid of those freedoms for everyone else. This is a feeling that has bugged me from day one that I can remember, and it's actually the thing that I will leave you with today. Why do we allow ourselves to vote in people who want to destroy this nation? It's something that we all need to think about for now, and we need to think about this a lot. Why can't we start electing people who have the same ideals as we do? Because most of the people that I've talked to and most of the people that I've seen do not believe that Obama believes the same as we do. They don't believe that our nation is going the direction that we want it to. And as long as we keep electing people like this, we're going to have problems, and this nation is going to have times of floundering in the abyss like we are now. This is Robert the Infidel with this edition of the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through the Conservative Nation Radio Network. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless us all to have more common sense in everything that we do and start thinking of America as the great country she has been and always was and can be again if we attempt. God bless you all. God bless you all.